Hey friends, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today we're going to keep going with this very short series on this false prophecy, the St. Malachi prophecies about Petro-Romanos, made popular by Tom Horn and Chris Putnam. Well, it's a false prophecy like we talked about yesterday, but today we're going to show it to be false. And so, what do we know about this thing? Like I said yesterday, it is 112 mottos. What is a motto? I don't know. I should have looked it up, but I don't know what it is. But it's 112 short little phrases. Each little phrase addresses one of the 112 popes. It starts with Pope Celestine II, who died in 1144, and it goes all the way to the present pope, who's supposed to be this Petros Romanos, Peter the Roman. Actually, he's Pope Francis. But whatever the case, I know that a lot of people are going to try and spiritualize or allegorize this. Whatever the case, I want you, my friends, to be informed and know that this is a false prophecy. It does say of this last pope, the 112th pope, it says this: Peter the Roman, who will nourish the sheep in many tribulations, when they are finished, the city of seven hills will be destroyed, and the dreadful judge will judge his people. The end. It's interesting that it calls the Vatican the city of seven hills. That's what the Bible makes reference to as well. But whatever the case, I didn't want to talk about that. This prophecy is basically saying that Pope Francis is the last pope, and that he's going to be here to see the end of days, the return of Christ, this dreadful judge. Now listen, guys, is it the last days? It very well could be. I'm not going to shoot that down. Certainly not, because there's a lot of scary stuff going on in the world right now. Praise God, though. Jesus is coming back, and I think he's coming soon. But anyway, whatever the case, I'm not putting any stock in this prophecy. Like we talked about yesterday, St. Malachi, his supposed writings are gone. They're gone. We don't even know where they're at. Rather, all we have is this writing from Arnold de Wion, who wrote this stuff down in 1595 and says that he copied it from some St. Malachi's scrolls, I suppose. Whatever the case, from 1595 going back in history, the prophecies are perfectly accurate, as if perhaps no one prophesied at all, but rather Arnold de Wion just simply grabbed some records of the previous 74 popes and wrote a little ditty about each one of them. But then going forward in time from 1595 on, it's all vague. It's hit and miss, mostly miss. And a lot of it, you really, really, really ridiculously have to try and stretch to make it fit any given pope, even though the previous ones are just slam dunks every time. So picking up right there, that was a lot of review. What else do we know about this? We know that around the time of Arnold de Wion writing this prophecy down, there was another pope. And another vote for a pope. I always find it ironic that God supposedly chooses these popes, but yet it's actually a 2/3 vote. Does anybody else find that weird? Okay, anyway. There was a vote coming up, and this 75th pope, you know, in this prophecy line, the 75th prophecy fits a Cardinal Simoncelli, oh goodness, I'm probably mispronouncing his name, fit him quite well. Didn't fit the guy that actually became the Pope at all. And so you have this little conspiracy theory going on that Arnold DeWine actually wrote this down to try and get Cardinal Simoncelli elected. Now, listen, I'm not going to run too far with that. That is conspiracy theory right there. But it certainly fits. I mean, the story fits perfectly. The 75th Pope just happens to match the description of this Simoncelli perfectly, but it doesn't match the actual 75th Pope. And then from that moment forward into the future, nothing seems to line up very well anymore. Huh. That is very suggestive, don't you think? But I don't want to let this pass by. Let me tell you about this 75th Pope that supposedly Malachi had prophesied. This is what he called him. De antiquate urbis. Of course, it's in Latin. And that means of the antiquity of the city. Now, like I said, that doesn't match the 75th Pope, the guy who actually got elected at all. But it does match a Cardinal Simoncelli. Simoncelli was born in Orvieto. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Orvieto, it means the old town. Again, the de antiquate urbis, of the antiquity of the city. And here we have a guy who was born in a city that's called the Old Town. Huh. Now that sounds like a perfect match, don't you think? Again, when you look at all these old, the previous 74 popes, you know, looking back into history from Arnold DeWine's point of view, which, again, my theory is that Arnold DeWine wrote this prophecy out of thin air. He just made it up. This is not some kind of freaky, amazing prophecy, but rather he looked at the history books and wrote down the previous 74 popes. And when you look at those previous 74 popes, the little motto, the short little Latin phrase always seems to match the person's place of birth, their family name, something very specific, something that the average reader would notice, okay? The average person would be like, hey, that matches perfectly. You don't have to stretch very far to find the correlation. And so, again, this matches perfectly, a Cardinal Simoncelli. Now, coincidentally, Simoncelli was one of the cardinals who was about to get elected during the next vote. And coincidently, Arnold DeWine was good friends with Cardinal Simoncelli. Anybody smell a rat? Now, to Arnold DeWine's credit, his prophecy, his writings, didn't actually become public until 5 years after Simoncelli had lost the election. I don't know exactly what happened. Did DeWine did write this before the election, right? We know that too. Did he intend to make this public before the election to get Simoncelli elected? Did he intend to release this afterward to get the other pope to be considered an anti-pope and get Simoncelli put in? What's going on here? Was this just to breed dissension against the current pope? I don't know. All right. Those are all conspiracies. It's all conjecture. But in 1689, there's a Jesuit, Menestrier. Oh boy. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing his name right. Menestrier. He declared DeWine's Malachi prophecy a fake. All right. He told the world in his work entitled Refutation de la Prophetie des Papes. Oh boy. It's all Latin. Menestrier, he writes this writing, this refutation of the prophecies of the popes, basically, I think is what it's translated to. And he accuses Arnold DeWine of attempting to get his cardinal friend Simon Selle elected as the next pope. His arguments went as follows. He basically said, look, no one has ever heard of this Malachi prophecy until Arnold DeWayne comes along with this prophecy. And nobody had ever heard of it. Secondly, even St. Malachi's good friend St. Bernard, no, he wasn't a dog. oh boy, sorry guys. St. Bernard, Malachi's good friend, never mentions the prophecy, ever. All right? This is something that just got lost in time, apparently, or it's a fraud. The mottos perfectly match the Pope's up until the time Arnold DeWayne produced the prophecy. Again, that doesn't make any sense. They're perfect. But then, on the 75th papal prophecy, it matches a friend of DeWayne's, Simon Selle, Cardinal Simon Selle, but it doesn't match the Pope that actually got elected. Huh. And then from the 75th Pope on into the future, being that Arnold DeWayne is not a prophet, nothing matches. All of the short Latin phrases are very vague. Vague, just like your typical astrology reading in the newspaper, incredibly vague so that it fits just about anybody. And that's the truth. When you read astrology, or when you read your sign for the day, your little prophecy for the day from the newspaper, what a sham. It seems to match just about anybody. I mean, you could make that description of, oh, look, I'm Gemini and this and that about me, and you could pretty much make that match anybody. Same thing here. From the 75th Pope onward, everything becomes very, or actually 76th Pope onward in this prophecy, everything is just a mess of vague statements that you could pretty much wrap around just about anybody. And lastly, this list of DeWayne that was attributed to Malachi was filled with errors of dates and a mixture, this is odd, a mixture of popes and anti-popes. Huh. Again, I don't want to run too far with this conspiracy theory, but hey, if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's probably a chicken. Anyway, let's move on. Just for fun, though, I figured you guys might want to hear some of these. Here are a few of them that definitely sound like slam dunks, okay? And like I said, the 74 popes that were before this Arnold DeWayne's writing of this prophecy down in 1595, they fit very well. And here's some examples of the ones that fit just slam dunks. We have Ex Castro Tiberius, which means from a castle on the Tiber. This is connected with Celestine II. He would be the first guy in the line that I mentioned. He was born in Città di Castello, which means city of the castle, which is on the banks of the Tiber River. Okay? Ex Castro Tiberius, from a castle on the Tiber. He was born in a city called City of the Castle on the Tiber River. Huh. Slam dunk. I mean, if this really was a prophecy, I would say, wow, that's impressive. But again, a prophet gets his prophecies right 100% of the time. So even if this was a prophecy, a bona fide prophecy, it's not from the Lord, because he didn't get it 100% right. Okay? The prophets in the Old Testament and the New Testament, they don't botch it. They don't screw up. They don't make mistakes. So here's another one. Frigidus Abbess, which means cold abbot. This one is connected to a Benedict the 12th, who was around 1334 to 1342. He was an abbot. Okay, so there's where the abbot comes in, of a monastery at Fontfroid, which means cold spring. So he was an abbot at the cold spring. Huh. De Parvo Hamin. That one means from a small man. And this is affiliated with Pius III in 1503. His family name was, oh boy, here we go, Piccolomini, which is derived from piccolo, which means small, and umo, man. Okay, so his family name pretty much means small man. All right, so, I mean, that sounds pretty good. That sounds really good. All right, so going past, and by the way, they're all like that. When you go from Pope number one, Celestine II, that we read there from a castle on the Tiber, that guy, all the way to Pope number 74, right before Arnold wrote that down, I mean, they're all like that. They're slam dunks. Friends, I'm going to stop right there. Come out to the website, youthapologeticstraining.com. And there, guys, you guys can leave comments and questions. Also, I have some Google Plus Facebook. I have some Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter links that you can link to my profile and make friends with me or follow me or whatever. And click the like button. This will get this message out to all your friends. If you're concerned about this St. Malachy prophecy, or, well, if you just want to share youth apologetics in general, please hit that like button. It helps me tremendously get this message out to other people. Thank you guys for that. You guys can also friend me. Hook up with me and talk with me. I want to talk to you guys. So you can catch me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter. My ring of friends in Google+ is actually growing. For the longest time, it was pretty much stagnant. But you can catch me on Google+ under Youth Apologetics Training or Michael Bohm. And so anyway, with that, thanks for your prayers, by the way. It is so appreciated. This is going smoothly so far, but I need your prayers desperately concerning the foster child-esque situation that we have going on in the household right now. I covet your prayers, so thank you. And so anyway, with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.